And now South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has rejected the need to add to the 12,000-strong UN MIS force that's currently in the country amid the stalemate in talks with his rival Riek Machar.
The UN MIS here has so many foreign troops. So we will not accept even a single soldier. We will not accept that. I talked to Dr. Riek in the morning. I asked him to come, and so that they talked to me. I talked to them of what we should be doing. Still, there is resistance.
A regional trade bloc intergovernmental authority on development, IGAD, wants a UN mission, a UN MIS, to be given a stronger mandate to enforce peace in South Sudan. IGAD's request was dismissed by President Kiir after meeting some mediation teams. Kiir tried to encourage Vice President Riek Machar and his allies to return to the capital, Juba. The strong positions taken by the two sides on the peace deal have practically stalled the negotiations. And now we're going to get Mr. Abiyomi Ezekwe's input out of Detroit. He's the editor of Pan-African Newswire. And Mr. Ezekwe, thank you for joining our program. Salva Kiir's opposition to having these foreign troops in his country possibly stems from prior experiences where foreign interests have not served the young country very well. Your take on this, please.
Well, there are already 12,000 United Nations mission to South Sudan troops inside the country. Uganda has also recently sent in troops. They had a larger contingent of troops there in previous years, but they have sent in troops under the guise of evacuating their citizens due to the escalation and fighting over the last week and a half. So this is the problem that is going on right now in South Sudan. So the president is saying that he does not want the regional organization, IGAD, which had a meeting in Kenya, to send additional troops. He feels that this time they need to try to resolve the internal problems without additional forces.
And, sir, why do you feel the peace between these two men has been so elusive and truces between them so fragile and shaky?
Well, these conflicts go back to the war of independence in South Sudan against the Republic of Sudan in the north. And even during the course of the guerrilla war, there were divisions, there were splits. The two factions did come back together towards the end of the war, the development of a truce, an effective ceasefire, and of course a transition to independence in 2011. Nonetheless, this country, it's quite formidable in regard to the internal problems that exist, and it's questionable whether or not it's really, in the short term even, a viable state because of the lack of support that South Sudan is receiving, particularly from its Western allies, who encourage them to break away and to partition the country.
Exactly. The U.S. had a big hand in that, and now you don't even hear the U.S. really even report on the atrocities that are taking place there in the U.S. media. Thank you for your input, Mr. Abiyomi Ezekwe, once again for your contribution to the program. Joining us out of Detroit, editor of the Pan-African Newswire.